75, the Four Seasons, Who Loves You, Pretty Baby. Woo! Okay, well, you had to be there, I suppose. Oh, the joy in front of me is a bottle of wine. You know, it's a Thursday. We do our marvelous wine of the week on a Thursday with our friends from Tops at Lifestyle. And Eamon, the man who knows more about wine than anyone else on the North Coast, is in the house. Lovely to see you again, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave.
Are you well?
Yes, I'm very well, thanks. Apart from two of my colleagues who are under the weather at the moment.
Are they? Oh, yeah, I believe it's doing the rounds. You know, this is the thing, but I have it on good authority that wine is considered to be a kind of a panacea that cures everything. And it's antiseptic. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, Dave. That's why I drink a lot of it, and I very rarely get sick.
I always thought back, because I come from one of those backgrounds where I was sent to church schools as a kid, and it always worried me about the communion thing, because, you know, you're drinking wine, and in those days, everyone had from the same chalice.
Chalice, that's correct.
And I said to the priest one day, but isn't that very unhygienic? He says, no, funny enough, wine is, it kind of, if there is a bacteria floating, the wine will sort it. So on that basis, I have lived my life.
No, excellent. You can't go wrong with that. Drinking from a chalice.
And well, it's the wine that does it, not necessarily. But I believe the noble metals in the chalice help. So today we're looking at a wine from Fairview. Now, not to be confused with the Fairview estate here, which is gorgeous. They don't do wine yet, but who knows? I know that they're definitely doing macadamias, but this is Fairview in the Cape, is it?
That's correct, Dave. Yes. It's the Fairview Rose Quartz Rosé 2022 vintage.
Now, you know more, as I say, about wine than most people. Tell us a little bit about the composition of this. It looks like a very interesting mix of grapes.
There is, Dave. It's absolutely, what's in here now is a blend of Grenache, which is 49% Grenache Noir, Cinsault 43%, and Carnigan, which is 8%.
So three different varietals all mixed together in a certain formula, and it creates this beautifully pale. It's a blush.
It's like a pale blush color. Yes,
it's pretty.
Yeah, all the grapes are hand picked. They come from different sites from Fairview, and then the final blend is where they will add in the Carnigan, which gives it a little bit more finesse.
Okay, well, now, why don't we, just between you and I, do what that Anglican priest was adamant would be a good thing.
Yes.
Chase away the wicked infections of winter by, let's pour ourselves a libation, and we'll come back and let you know what it tastes like, because after all, that is what the afternoon is all about. This particular event every Thursday is designed to give you an idea of what's hot and happening on the market, what's in stock at Lifestyle, at Tops, in terms of good wines for your cellar. Now today, we're tasting the Rose Quartz from Fairview. It's a 2022, and I believe it's probably just ready for the splash. So let's do that. We'll come back on the other side of a little tune, and I'll give it to you from the heart. There's Swedish House Mafia. And The Weeknd, A Moth to a Flame.
Like a moth to a flame, I'll pull you in, I'll pull you back to what you need initially. It's just one call away.
And we have now done what is necessary to be able to report back. And I can honestly tell you, well, the winemaker gives us this as far as tasting notes goes. He says, when you pour it, obviously look at it. And the pale rose quartz comes through in the glass. It definitely does. It's a pretty color. And you say that the terroir, the land on which the vineyard is situated, has a degraded quartz.
Quartz in it.
In the soil.
In the soils.
A pinkish rose quartz. So it has that almost a rose
glimmer. A rose glimmer coming off the mountain.
Gorgeous. Now you get delicate notes of sweet strawberries and foraged red berries with a hint of lemon blossom and pear, all of which are there, no doubt. Daisy fresh on the palate with red berry flavors, good concentration and creaminess from the oak, perfectly balanced by the fresh salinity, making for a generous layered finish. Now, often the tasting notes are a bit of a Hail Mary, you know,
yeah,
it's just
be.
Like a bit of an exercise in creative writing.
True.
and very liberal with the truth. This is very accurate, I've got to tell you.
All of
what we've described is in the glass and on the palate, it's there. As you identified, the minerality is there slightly.
It's
almost ethereal. Mm. It comes on like a wave and then just washes away.
It's a little bit like a sea wave.
It's beautiful.
Like a little bit of, what could you say, salinity, small slight salinity coming through, but then it's gone.
But it's the kind of wine that I think you could drink of an evening or an afternoon well into the sunset.
Easily.
Probably a bottle or two, or maybe even, if you're not driving.
Three or four.
I think it'll get the conversation going and keep it going for a long time. It's a lovely drink. And traditionally, rosé has been often pilloried a little bit as a kind of, well, a drink that... real men wouldn't look at a rosé. That's more for the women. In the old
ladies.
Days, you know, the old. Mm. But it's not like that anymore.
No. These new up and coming winemakers that are out there now are changing the whole style of rosé with these new innovative blends. Mm. Most of these blends that are in here normally make beautiful red wines.
Well. You see, I prefer a red wine. Mm. I've got to tell you, I enjoy a good wine, but this is for me the perfect balance.
It is.
The red wine lover will enjoy it. The white wine lover will go for it, and it strikes the perfect in between.
In between the boat,
yeah.
In between boat. Anthony, the Jaeger now, who's the winemaker, he's been there a number of years now. He's done some innovative stuff, and with this blend that's gone into there, I think he's done a magnificent job with this rosé.
And unlike some wines that we've tasted, this would pair very well. It's versatile and will pair, as the notes in front of me tell me, with long, eventful summer lunches. I would agree with that. An array of dishes. Fresh salmon sushi would be great. Mediterranean salad, cheese, tapas, all of those.
Lovely. That's what I think. That's what we're all about in Belito, the lifestyle.
Perfect for a North Coast lifestyle.
For our town.
So you've got this in stock at the moment?
Yes, Dave. We've got a lot on there. It's on a feature story at the moment at the front of the store. And it's not a bad price at $149, say $150 a bottle.
It's a good price for a very... It's a quality wine. Mm. I see it's got some gold gongs on it, which means it's an award winner somewhere.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Are we going to be able to... have a little taster before you buy.
Yes, we'll have it on tasting on Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2 on both days. So before you buy, you can taste.
Come in and enjoy. And if it's not to your liking, you'll find definitely something that is. But I think you'll find it, even the most ardent of diehard of red or white fan will go for the
rosé. Will enjoy it, yeah, definitely.
There are also some interesting competitions happening at the moment, I think. Well, certainly one.
Yes, Dave. We've got our Hot Caviar Pierre Jardin competition running at the moment, and you can win yourself a beautiful kitchen-designed mixer.
But it's a Rolls Royce.
It's the Rolls Royce of the
many
mixers.
Thousands of rands worth of kitchen appliance.
Yes, 11,000 rands worth.
Yeah.
So easy. All you have to do is buy any Hot Caviar Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, or Tranquil, or Pierre Jardin Brut. Write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip, and place
that's
it in
entry.
The entry box, and that's your entry.
Simple as that.
You've got a month left now. We got to the end of June.
Okay, so at the end of the month, we'll announce the winner, and I hope it's going to be you. Final note, I believe it is the first Thursday tonight.
That's it, Dave,
and
yes.
And you guys are on point at the first Thursday event at the studios.
At the studios again,
Centre.
Yeah.
And you'll be, no doubt, once again...
Interesting wines tonight
introducing,
as well.
What are those?
We've got Springfield Wine Estate that'll be there. All the whole complete range from the farm. And a new range into the tops, which we've just taken in, is the Flagstone range of wines. So there's some... lovely, delicious red and white wines that you'll be able to sample.
And on sale as well.
And on sale as well tonight at a very good price if you want to buy.
Well, there it is. You heard it from... Eamon Dowling knows his wines. He is a sommelier of note. And if he says it's good, you better believe it. And if he says the price is right, ha-ha, top tip, go and buy wine tonight at the first Thursday at the studios. You won't go wrong. Eamon, lovely to have you back in the studio again. We look forward to another visit in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. Thanks very much again, Dave. And
always
maybe we might see you later.
You never know. You are the Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. Here's Khalid. This one's called Talk.